This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, wonderful, hilarious, and getting out of total lockdown co-host, Monica.
Woo! Sorry. That was way... I'm not a woo girl usually, but that just happened.
I mean, sometimes you've got to be a woo girl, so...
It is true. I mean, I like the cowboy hat and the lasso and the rodeo or whatever, but yeah.
And so is a woo girl actually a cowgirl?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe that's just my connection or the connection that I made because I watched How I Met Your Mother and there they were kind of cowgirls at a bar on a rodeo bowl thingy.
Yeah.
I mean, on the plastic one, I mean.
Yeah, the ride-on bowl thing.
Whatever, yeah, something whatever. Like that.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I am doing really good today. Thanks. I'm having a good day. And I've got some awesome news that doesn't apply to anybody else except for me and maybe Tom.
What?
But it's awesome.
What are you saying?
Pokemon Go has, drumroll please, updated. We now have 5 whole Pokestops in Ballycarry. Fuck yeah. We used to have 1 piddly stop, and now we have 4 stops and a gym.
Yay!
It's amazing. I'm like, yay! It's really good. It's quite funny because I just let my phone contract, I don't have a contract, but the data plan that I use, I was like, I'm not going outside and using my data, so I'll just let this go and I'll use pay as you go. So yeah, I was totally doing that, and I'm like, that is not going to cut it. So yeah, we've got 5 stops. I mean, 4 of them might be churches and one's a ruined church. But you know what?
I mean, you studied something like this, so it's valid. You can go there still.
Exactly. I am for the excited. Buildings and
stuff. Nice job. Welcome. Great. Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of more Pokestops.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited. And also, it probably means that it's the same for Wizards Unite.
I stopped playing this game.
Yeah, I stopped playing it as well. It ate my data. But
besides that fact, I now, after our Harry Potter episode, deliberately tried to not consume Warner Brothers merchandise and stuff like that. So I deleted all of that. I unfollowed J.K. Rowling. I thought I did that already, too. But I found it again. And I'm like, when did that happen? And I felt really bad that I clicked on one thing the other day. Mm-hmm. And it led me to a Harry Potter website. Now that I know she gets paid from people just going to her website.
Yeah. So I've done the JK cleanse as well. And it's like, there's just so much.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing I haven't done actually is I haven't deleted my Pottermore account yet.
I mean, does she get paid? We should check back with the folks at Gaily Prophet if she gets paid from the accounts in Pottermore.
True.
Because I'm not using it either way. We are in April and we're in Geek Girl in the News time.
I know. This is still my favorite episode. I just love it so much. It's the best. So let's sling some webs and get in there. Our first article that we are talking about this month is Sony delays the future Spider-Man films due to the pandemic.
I mean, it was bound to happen, wasn't it?
It sure was.
All our amazing movies got delayed more.
I know, everything is delayed. So yeah. It doesn't surprise me. that something that's happening this year is having a knock-on effect for all of Phase 4 of Marvel. It's just like...
Isn't that the Sony still?
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
And they moved it over to Sony now. So yeah, Sony delays the future of the Spider-Man. And it's moved, it's not too far, moved too far back, to be fair, from July to November 21. So that's only, oh my God.
4 months.
Yep. Sorry, I always need fingers when I do this. And I need to count the months in my language because it's too complicated. Yeah, either way, three and a half months-ish.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense because they can't really be filming with this whole social distancing stuff. So
that's why I'm so excited that they stopped filming for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we get it by the end of May. Either way, we're talking about Spider-Man right now.
Oh, but can we talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? We didn't even have an article up, and I'm like, maybe we could just like stop and find an article about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just to talk about it. But back to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's all the news. It's just been pushed back.
Just been pushed back. Into the Spider-Verse 2 is coming October 2022. Do you know? Did you know that?
I do now.
That's I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's being pushed back to October 22. So, I mean,
I wasn't that aware that there was a second movie, but I really loved the first one. So, yeah.
Yeah, we watched the first one. Well, I watched it for the first time with you. I know you'd seen it before, but
yes, we watched it was a good time. That was great. We watched it together.
Yeah.
Aww.
We're so cute.
Aww.
Aww.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, that was the big, exciting Spider-Man news.
Big exciting. I mean, we need to keep up to date with when our stuff is coming out. So, yes, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. by the end of May. Final episode, people. Final episode.
Final series.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I know you. Thanks for...
I'll just translate for
yes.
you.
Yes. Thanks for translating my...
You're welcome.
...shitty words into proper words.
I got
words.
You.
So... We already had a bit of a dump on the HP franchise, but some other people don't make it better, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately not. Ugh. It's just so disappointing.
I was so happy. Like, maybe let's talk about it first before I give my opinion on this.
Okay. So... This is a Twitter thread, and it's actually they've taken the video down, but the video used to show Ezra Miller choking a fan after being jokingly asked to fight outside a club in Iceland. Iceland, the country, not Iceland, the food store, just to clarify.
Great. Question one, why did she, is there something, is there a meme going around with him fighting a lot or something? That's what people ask him to fight?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Apparently he likes to fight. He's kind of, like, covered in scars. Oh, I think he was showing her his scars. That's what one of the comments here says. Ezra Miller was showing this fan his scars from all the fights he's been in, and she said that she could beat him up. And he was, like, fully choked her to the ground. I saw the video. The video has been taken down now, but it was, like, it was pretty brutal. Like, he fully... choked her, like, hands around neck, choked her, and, like, choked her to the ground. Like, it was more than just a play, like, anything play fighting. Like, it was intense.
I think there is a bear, like, first of all, I think we have to throw in allegedly, because who the fuck knows what's going on. But I find there are, like, boundaries that you don't cross, and, like, putting someone on the floor that you've never met before... It's just something that's a no-go. That's for me, that's because you make that other person, like, you dominate that other person in that moment, even if it's just for fun, and you take away, give me words. You take away, like, some kind of dignity in that moment when you just put them there. It's weird. I just saw, like, the first few seconds. I didn't see all of it because from the tweet it's not available anymore, but I don't know if I would have liked that even from someone that I admired. And I really liked Ezra Miller because, like...
Yeah, Ezra Miller is... I mean, I honestly, I do like them. Like, I think that they're a really decent actor. And I'm like, but you're a really shit person.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that. Like, even in jest, like, you don't just, like, choke somebody to the ground that you don't know and that, like, is really unprecedented, uncalled for, and, like, it's crossing a boundary. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's not cool. Like, I can't get over this. When I saw the tweet going around, I was just like, how is this possible? Like, how did this happen?
I mean, I guess when you're a celebrity, there are a lot of things that are possible for you that are not possible for everyday Joan and Jane and whoever. Because people approach you as well as if they know you, and they don't really know you. So everybody's super friendly with you, and then you get everything you want when you ask for it, or most of the things you want when you ask for it. And I think that gives you a fake sense of security and also privilege even more. Like, of course, it's a curse as well. I mean, I don't admire celebrities, famous people. even though it's a choice often. Like, I think some people, they really like acting and or are really good musicians and they're really good actors, and they don't want to have all the fame that comes with it. I don't think that everybody's in it for the fame, but yeah, I think, and I always have to think of Olivia Colman. She's like also won an Oscar and everything, and whenever you hear her on interviews, she's like, I'm not in it for the fame. She likes to be an actress. She's really good at it and she enjoys that, and that's her passion. But it's not that everybody knows her in the street. So that's just, and I think that you, when you get to a place, especially younger ones like Ezra Miller is, I think it's easy to, I don't know, fall into
think you're untouchable and think that you can get away with shit that like normal people would never even attempt to get like away with. Like, I don't know, but yeah, like apparently like the bouncers had to pull them off, and he was just like then when the bouncers and the bartenders actually have to pull you off a teenage girl or a 20-year-old girl like fan because you've choked her to the street covered in snow, like where it's Iceland, like Iceland is snowy and cold, and I'm just like,
damn,
where was the sensibility? Like, there obviously was no sensibility in them at any point here.
Sad times.
So yeah,
it's really hard to watch the next Fantastic Beasts movie, to be honest.
I mean, I was having a hard time anyways.
I know,
because I didn't enjoy the last one, so I'm like, well, there's a third reason not to watch it.
Yes, I know you were.
Yeah.
We will see.
So, we'll
still
see.
Still some time.
I know. But now we can talk about the other Olivia Munn that we love so much.
The other Olivia, you mean?
Oh, yes. The other Olivia, known as Olivia Munn, not Olivia Colman, that we love so much. Because she loves to play Hearthstone.
Yay!
I mean, that's cool. I'm going to be honest. Olivia Munn is one of these names, like these celebrity names that like I know her name. But I literally don't know who she is. And I feel really shit about that. I'm like, huh.
We've checked Wiki before to figure out where she was part of, like where she participated and what stuff she did. And there are a lot of movies in there that I saw and that I know, but she's not really a face that I would totally remember and recall. And I don't know. Even when I see her on the video, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Yeah, sorry. But I will say that now that I know that she is like Hearthstone lover, that I'm like, I kind of love you, because
you need to find that's more cool. about her now.
I do. I'm like Olivia Munn's biggest fan right now.
I have no idea what you do, but I'm your biggest fan.
Biggest fan, because celebs playing video games and being public about playing video games is like my favorite thing.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting. That's why I love Brie Larson so much.
Exactly. Stan.
We stan
hard. So Olivia Munn basically like just started talking about how she is using this time from like a lockdown and quarantine to get to Legend in Hearthstone, which is a, like, I don't know if anybody plays Hearthstone here other than me and Tom, and because I don't think you play, Monica, do you?
I tried once, but not enough to recall what it even means and what you're even saying.
So recently they did like a whole overhaul on how they go from how you go from like a beginner basically up to the top tier legend status, and it's been totally overhauled and it's a lot better the way that it is now, actually. And she basically, to give you some examples, Tom has played, is it 200 or 300 games this month? And it resets every month. So he's played 200 or 300 games this month, and he's not at legend status yet. and I've played a good handful of games, and I'm at gold 5, which is like, it's like kind of mid rank. And it's the end of the month, and I've been playing like a hell of a lot more Hearthstone than I normally play, just because like I'm kind of enjoying this new like setup and everything. And so Olivia's like, yeah, I'm going to be a legend. So like she needs to put in a lot of hours, you know, to get that and like win loads and loads of games. And I just love it. Like, and the fact that that she has actually said that she would rather be a Hearthstone grand champion over an Oscar winning actress is just like, I freaking love it. I'm like, you are the coolest person I know right now. So, and I don't know you.
Basically, she wants to take the spot of V Lion. Wasn't she a grand champion? No.
Yeah.
First champion?
VK Lion.
VK Lion. Sorry, I can't do the. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she wants to be a grand champion in Hearthstone. And I'm like, hell yeah. I am all of a sudden her biggest fan who has never known anything of her
before. Do you follow her on Twitter already? Is she on Twitter even?
I don't know. Like,
who the fuck are you? What the actual fuck, woman?
She is on Twitter and I'm following her. Right. I mean, that's it. That's a good plan right here. So yeah, that's happening.
Nice.
Yep. The third tweet on her Twitter timeline is Hearthstone is my love language.
Aww.
Yeah. Yep. Aww. So yeah, totally feeling that, Olivia Mutton. Much appreciated, and always standing the celebs who like talk about their video game addiction.
Yeah.
Cause it's awesome.
Yes, it is. Makes them feel more human.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Love me some celebrity geeks.
Yeah. You know what else I love?
Butter.
Not really. Actually, I don't love butter, but I love companies who change their racist logos.
After apparently quite a while.
Yeah. Well, since 1921, Land O'Lakes Butter has had Native American in full-on headdress, like, and dress and costume and beautiful Native American artwork on their butter packaging.
I do not quite understand. Maybe you as a Northern American person can elaborate this for me. Why is butter associated with the Native Americans?
Is football, American football, associated with the Native Americans? The Washington Redskins? I mean, like, Monica, these are just questions. We're like, I don't know.
Okay. I thought maybe there was a story behind it. Maybe they produced butter at the very beginning, and then that's why, I don't know. I mean, no idea. One day somebody was just sitting there thinking, you know what could represent our butter very well? A kneeling Native American woman holding up a butter package.
Yeah. What? I mean, it's not like Native Americans, like, invented butter.
Yeah.
They and I don't know. Butter tends to come from farms, which, like, I know that natives can be involved in farm work. It just didn't ever make sense, and it was just weird.
And apparently there was a huge problem with it, obviously, because people already criticized it for a very long time. And now, all of a sudden, without even announcing it, really, they changed it.
Yeah.
And got rid of the Native American woman in the front.
Yeah, just took it off. Like, it could have been such a moment for them to actually educate, like, other companies, not just in America, but around the world, who culturally appropriate to, like, for their own artwork and for their own companies and brands and logos and whatever the fuck. Yeah. And they're just like, nah, let's just push this one out. Shh. Nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Just push this butter out under the toast. Nobody will notice.
Legit.
Right? Those but, you know, Twitter notices.
I mean, people do notice.
Of course.
And there are also the our very beloved, I hope you hear the irony in that, MAGA people who are like, I've been buying butter for my entire family from your company for years and centuries, but now, because you got rid of that Native American person, I will not gonna buy your butter anymore.
Seems legit.
Seems totes, legit.
Totes good reason to,
can't even
the words like I you're like
see words
can't even so come on the rest of American companies taking on a Native American imaging taking yeah. on not just American companies because I'm sure this happens all over the world but yeah. like let's just like welcome ourselves to the 21st century and stop this.
Yep. Because it's really not that big of a deal. They didn't even, not that big of a deal to change it. I mean, if you look at the new graphics, they didn't even have a lot of work to do there. They kept the styling and it all. There are still the trees on the left and on the right. And they just took away something that is not appropriate anymore. Yeah. Though to be fair and to be really fun, what personally from a business perspective, like from my graphic design perspective, I found a post on Facebook from another entrepreneur that I follow for quite a long time, and her thing is typography, and apparently this logo in typography rules is just absolutely fucked up.
Oh, really?
Like the spaces between the letters are all wrong. Like they are not all even and they're all uneven, and that's totally fucked up.
Oh, actually, I can see that. Yeah, the kerning. Yeah. Kerning, that's what it's called, right?
Wow, you're amazing.
I know.
Yeah, the kerning is all off and wrong.
I can see it. Like yeah. It is. It's all off. Like the space between the A and the N and the D, it yeah. like doesn't fit anything else. Yeah. And I'm like,
and then between the O it's different, and between the legs it's different again. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. This is, yeah. I was like, to be honest, it actually looks better, logo itself aside. Like, I actually think that the packaging, the picture looks nicer.
Modernized.
The way they bring the trees out more, and like it looks more land. And I don't know. I like it, but I'm like, now that you mentioned the kerning, I cannot stop seeing the kerning.
Yeah, that's what
I just like to say that word. See it. Yeah.
I'm really proud you know that. I'm really proud.
I've been hanging around this cool graphic designer for a few years. Maybe you know her.
I don't know if you know her. Yeah, so well done. Could have been more public about it, company. Land O'Lakes, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever is behind you, because there's always someone behind you.
Oh, there's always someone.
And let's move over to our next article.
Yeah, we've got some cool articles coming up to finish off Geek Girl in the News this month. I'm quite excited.
Yes, we need good news in times like these.
We do. And like, let's just like throw out there, don't forget to watch Some Good News by John Krasinski on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because they're up to episode 5 now and they're all great. So just make sure you keep watching.
Yeah. Makes your heart warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, but I swear, if you don't cry within the first 2 minutes, you're probably not human.
I'm probably not human.
You don't cry within the first 2 minutes?
I probably haven't watched it enough.
Ugh.
I think I just started the first episode or something, and then I didn't continue watching it.
Oh my gosh,
I'm too busy with other things.
I've watched 3 of them, and I'm like bawling by 2 or 3 minutes in.
I mean, I have an island to maintain. Sorry. Either way, let's move on to the next story.
Yes. Beloved children's author Jacqueline Wilson has revealed publicly that she is gay.
Yay!
Yay!
We love a good coming out.
We do. We do. So for those who don't know...
Yes, which is me.
Jacqueline Wilson is a British children's author.
Anything that we would know outside of the UK?
Yes, but do you know what? Now that I'm trying to talk about it, I'm like,
what is it again?
So this is a problem because I actually, I haven't read her things because I didn't grow up in this country. So I didn't actually read her, but I know, like, it's one of those things that I know who she is, and, but I don't, I've never really read her books. She has written like the Tracy Beaker series, which is quite funny because that's the one that is very common in Cards Against Humanity. There's a card of that. So I'm always like, oh, and every time that comes up, I'm like, who's Tracy Beaker? So that's the main reason actually that I know Jacqueline Wilson. So thanks Cards Against Humanity for that. But yeah, she's been writing books, I mean, for years and years and years. And like, she is very good. They're like, a really good coming of age, young adult novels, to kind of, they talk about like actual problems that kids have, and like they're good. They're, I mean,
so interesting. We have like one author, like a male author, who also writes like a lot of young adult books and children's books and all that stuff. And like the detective stories, and they're called the Knickerbockerbande, which is like there are two girls and two boys. And it came out that he came out as well. I mean, it wasn't really public about it, but then in the end, people just knew that he was gay, which is just, I like when stuff like that happens.
I do too. I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be newsworthy that somebody has come out of the closet, but I mean, here we are, when somebody is 74 years old and has been in the closet for their entire life, at least publicly, when they're a public figure, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know, I've been with my partner for the last 18 years of my life, like, and my partner is called Trish and she is a woman. And it's just like, it's just heartwarming when you can finally embrace publicly who you are. And I love it. So
I think it's good times that we've come to. I mean, there is always room for improvement, obviously, but I think we've come a long way where people feel safe to do that now, or safer to do that. I don't think people are still 100% safe to come out. That's why it's still something newsworthy. But and like back in the days, we had a journalist, the moderator of shows, like a what do you call him? Entertainer, musical person, I don't know. When he came out, and my mom always loved him, and he was very charming to the women and all that jazz. And somebody outed him, and it was like his mother got spat on and hit, and that was like 30 or more years ago. So that was not something that people would do to themselves and to their families back in these days. And now that people decide that I'm going to come out like Jacqueline Wilson does, or that other morning person in the BBC did, I think it's just important also for public figures to do that more, so that it, people see that it's normal and it's like, it's nothing newsworthy anymore at some point.
Exactly. So Jacqueline Wilson's actually writing a new book, or she's releasing one very soon, called Love Frankie, which is coming on August. And it features a girl falling in love with another girl.
Nice.
But she says that it's not aimed at young gay teenagers. It's aimed at all teenagers who have ever worried because they haven't fallen in love, or they have fallen in love. And I'm like, that's really nice that like you're making like a book, a young adult, I think is the category, right? Book that features lesbian romance, and it's not going to be classified as like a LGBTQ plus novel. Like this is just being classified as like just everyday YA, which is what it should be. Like just a normal relationship in a normal book.
Like Sex Education. Where every sexuality is just normal. And they out there, basically. Aw, that's really nice.
Yeah. So more of that, please.
More of that, please.
Yeah.
So let's move over to Cyberpunk 2077.
Honestly, the more I hear about this game, I just love it. Like,
I mean, didn't Keanu Reeves already sell you?
Yeah, yes, I mean, he did. And, like, it's not my style of game. Like, I don't know that I would actually like to play this game. But everything I hear about it, I'm like, I want to play this game. Like, I cannot fucking wait for Cyberpunk 2077 to come out.
So,
so cool.
Apparently, they came out with more information about the game's gangs and corps that are part of it. And one is called the Mox or Moxes. And that is or belongs to a strip club owner and ex-prostitute who treated her workers fairly and defended them from violent clients.
I love it. The Mox's motivation is to protect working girls and guys from violence and abuse.
I mean, that is pretty epic.
It's so cool. I love it. I'm like, Project CD or CD Projekt Red is just so cool. Like, they're doing so much for in video games, like bringing so much diversity and representation. And now it's like sex workers' rights. Mm. And I'm just like, it's so cool. I absolutely love that this is happening. I have no words. It's just, it makes me so happy.
Is CD Projekt Red a bigger company? It totally doesn't ring a bell at all.
The Witcher. They brought out The Witcher. They're pretty big.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And like Tom says, that CD or Cyberpunk 2077 is basically The Witcher in the future.
Is there a movie of that out there?
I don't think so, but that'd be cool. I mean, sure, The Witcher was a book and then it was a video game and now it's a TV show. So maybe we'll get something with Cyberpunk 2077 as well. Obviously starring Keanu Reeves.
And then they have to hurry, I guess. But that would be amazing.
It'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to watch it just because Keanu Reeves is also a very wholesome person.
Yeah, adored. Yeah, for sure. I think I'll definitely be playing this, even though I'm not sure that I will love it. But I want to play and support and give CD Projekt Red my money, basically. I'm like,
Shut up and take my money!
Yeah, there's not many companies out there that I'm like, I really want to give you money. But honestly, CD Projekt Red is.
Nice.
CD Projekt Red. Yeah.
I'm really loosely sitting on my wallet these days.
I know.
I'm just like, I want to support this creator here, and then let me give some money to this creator there, and whatever. Woo! Yeah. It would be great if it piled up underneath me like I throw it away.
Yeah, one day. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and Tom has said in the comments here that the character you play in Cyberpunk 2077 is gender neutral. I'm pretty sure we reported on that in a past Geek Girl in the News. But yeah, it's so cool. It's just this game just is
either that my mind. Or that you can switch pretty, like, you can equally switch between the two or something like that. I recall.
Yeah, you don't need to choose.
Like, we spoke about this.
So cool. So cool. And in our last bit of video game news. Last bit of news, actually. Monica, would you like to do the honors?
I mean. So, for everyone who's playing Animal Crossing, which is probably almost everyone on the entire planet right now, something really amazing happened. Obviously, the community, as far as I'm part of right now, is really wholesome and really nice to each other, right? But you know what's pretty fucking amazing? If you tweet out your turnip prices and famous people like Elijah Wood, just ask if they can join and come on your island, because that's what happened. A Twitter user posted her prices and got a DM, and Elijah Wood slithered into her DMs and asked if he can have the Dodo code. And then he was running around on her island, telling her how beautiful her island is and all that jazz. And they had a great time, and he picked up some fruit for his own island. How amazing is that?
I mean, I can't. It's so cute. I'm just like, freaking wholesome celebrities just hanging out, running around your islands, like being adorable. Oh, I can't. Like, it's so cute.
It also looks a bit like him, which is also really cute. I mean, it just makes me also warm and fuzzy inside. And the fun thing is that when he exited the airport, he said, "Long live Rian Johnson." And Rian Johnson is now using this as his Twitter header.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. Like, I just, it's so freaking cute. And I'm like, do other celebrities do this? Like, if we tweet out enough times and accidentally tag Brie Larson in it? Will she come?
Accidentally tag Brie Larson. I'm so sorry, Brie. Do you need a high turnip prize? Going forward, I will definitely post my turnip. We'll post my turnip prizes on Twitter, and I'm going to tag everyone that I want to come to my island. Well,
yeah. You had good turnip prices last week.